What do you mean about the no snitch rule? That was the first I'd heard something about that. Your explanation for why you think black people in the inner cities don't speak up more about black on black crime?
The no snitch rule, you know for a fact, you probably heard of it before, so I know this ain't your first time hearing it. You heard the no snitch rule. That's been a no snitch rule.
Yeah.
It's like something
but
that
in this
black
context,
people...
it was new.
Okay, but yeah, how it is that it's telling the truth. Like, if black on black crime happens every day, so if a black person go kill another black person, they're going to deny till they die. They're not going to admit the truth. And some people don't like admitting the truth because they don't like that. Like, it hurts me to say right there, it hurts me as a black man to say right there, I had to tell the truth about my own people. But I did this because I care about my people. Jesus' own people turned on him because he spoke the truth, and they had him crucified. But at the end of the day, he loved them. So I love every single one of y'all. And this violence that's going on has to be stopped. This racism that's going on has to be stopped because black people and white people, we're not enemies. We have somebody else that's behind closed doors that's actually pulling the strings, that's actually causing a lot of racism here in America. Look at Martin Luther King. Would Martin Luther King want people to ride in Ferguson? No, he would not. Would Martin Luther King want people to ride in Baltimore? No. Martin Luther King had a dream. Now it's time for us to turn that dream into a reality. I don't care if I die trying, but I'm going to guess where I got my kids that's going to carry on my legacy. And if I can't make that dream happen, then they're going to make it happen. Mm. It starts with us. It starts with education. We need to be teaching our kids as growing up to overcome diversity, to accept criticism for all races, and to love one another, not because of the color of their skin. And the Black Lives Matter movement, they only instigate and they encouraging African Americans to throw away their lives for what? To take care of for something that happened years ago that most white people this generation was not a part of, that they could not control.
Understood.
Let's not look at the negative things in history. We're going to look at the negative things. Let's take those negative things and turn them positive, because history tends to repeat itself.
I got it.
I'm tired of it.
Michael, thank you.
Let's make a change to history. And I'm promoting this All Lives Matter movement because everybody's life matters, because I care about everybody.
I hear you. And hopefully you won't receive any hateful feedback. We appreciate you coming on, telling us your perspective tonight. All the best to you, and thank you for your service.
Oh, you're welcome.